When last we left our intrepid adventurers, they were cowering in the bedroom of the room that was previously occupied by the smugglers.
You say cowering, I say meditating.
And I say healing from death.
Mm. And so shortly after you reinforce the secret door with a couple of beds, and I believe you even took the dining room table back down and pushed it up against the
door. Yes, I believe we did.
You start, there's a loud pounding from the other side of the secret door, and then there's an axe head that rips through the panel of the wood. What this means to you all is you are able to take a 5-minute break, but the action is hot and heavy on your heels.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my. That does mean no good.
Well, we just have to stand there and shoot them with a...
Well, we could stand the farthest away we possibly could and then shoot at them and let them come to us.
That's true. Which they they're bottlenecked if they're going to come through that door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
they're not bottlenecked if we...
Well, actually...
We should be sort of standing in front.
Well, I think I should be standing in front of it and hit them in the face and y'all shoot them in the face.
I like this plan.
Mm-hmm. Try not to let them get through the door.
Yes.
All right. The axe blows continue on the door, and the hole is wide and large enough that you can see through the other side. Two large hulking figures. These are not humans.
Shoot them in the face.
We try and shoot them in the face.
All right. So far, you've got, you can see through a large slit in the door where the axe has been. If you want to try and shoot through that, you may. But I'm going to impose a slight difficulty as they've got basically full cover.
I've got nothing to lose by trying.
Yep.
Me either.
I'm using my short bow.
While they're busy shooting them in the face, can I see what they are?
Sure. Go ahead and let's see.
He's short. We can shoot right over
him. Give me a cunning.
I'm not very cunning.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hit the dwarf on purpose?
No, I'm not very cunning.
Yeah. You just know that they're humanoid, but they're much taller, thicker, wider, and more bestial looking.
Hmm. Are they using any weapons or anything?
Well, other than the axes that are being slammed through the door, you really can't tell what else they're wielding.
Axes are pretty decent as weapons.
Okay, so heavy cover is going to offer them a -3 modifier to your roll, and we're not going to initiate yet because their actions are being taken up going through the door, and they're going to be acting slower than you because of that. So you guys may take actions for a round before we need to initiate. And you can time it amongst yourselves as to what you want to do there.
Yeah, I think we kind of just did.
Yeah.
We both shot and missed horribly.
Oh, so. What did you shoot? Arcane bolts?
Arcane lances.
Okay, yep. And I'm just preparing my short bow.
And I'm sitting there with sword and shield, looking slightly bored.
Then let's go ahead and have everybody initiate this round, then.
Okay.
They understand we need to rest. Why won't they let us be?
Getting these low rolls out of the way right now.
Well...
Go Duresh. Look at that.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, I'm almost done here.
Okay.
It's not a good thing when it takes this long for the GM to roll all of his initiatives.
No, I had to. Yeah. And there we go. Okay, well, now why did it not sort out? Oh, there it goes. Okay. So, Jeresh, you're the quickest.
Yeah.
And so you spent last round notching a bow. You're notching your arrow.
Yeah.
Okay. They haven't burst through the door yet, so you can hold your action until they do, or you can try and shoot through the hole that they've carved through the door so far.
I'll just ready my action.
Okay. Just remember that when you ready an action, you can take it when you would like, but you need to do it before the end of the round, okay? So okay. Just let me know when your arrow goes off. Jazz.
Did my initiative update? Because it's I thought I rolled a 9.
Well, we can fix that if you think.
I'm not going to argue with that. I don't got anything against taking it on 16, Lord knows. But
Just go ahead and take it on 16. That's what's in there now. So.
Fair enough. All right. You said -3 on that?
-3 to shoot through the hole that they've made with the axe, yes.
I'll add that in here. Zap. Kapang. Fa-ting! Yep.
You're widening the hole in the door.
Make the hole bigger!
Okay. And then scuffle in the darkness, and then Vengest.
I hold my action.
Hold the action. Oswin?
I do try and make the hole bigger.
Okay.
-3, you said.
Mm-hmm. Ow! Ooh, close. Your bolt whizzes through the hole, startling whatever's back there. But no sounds of anguish.
Sorry, I missed the door.
As this 7-foot-tall creature finally manages to bash through the door. That's his action. Major action was to break the door. Minor action was to move in. And
okay, I take a shot at him.
Go for it. And no modifier. It's a good hit. Give us some damage there.
Okay.
Your arrow thuds into a shield that's on this creature's arm. Now that they're more into the light, everyone can make me cunning rolls.
Arcane lore help by any chance or no?
Yes, it would. You can get your +2 for the arcane lore.
I've never seen anything like it.
Ah, Oswin has.
I studied in school. I have seen it.
Oswin had a strange fascination with the history of darkspawn in their genealogy. You recognize this, yes, as a darkspawn in a particular tribe of frostback darkspawn. A little dumber, but a little bit stronger than the average darkspawn warrior.
They're dumb but strong darkspawn.
Hey!
And I will take my action to step up, engage, and swing in his face.
Mm-hmm. All armed. Well, there's the one in front of you. There is armed with a shield and axe, and is wearing bits of armor. A little harder nut to crack.
And 11.
Yes, he bats aside your sword with his shield.
Not supposed to do that.
And we're back up to Duresh.
Okay, I'm gonna
get in there, Duresh.
Take another shot at this first guy.
Mm-hmm. So you take a minor action to pull out another arrow and knock your your bow, and major action to shoot. Good. That hits too.
Good.
And you generated 6 points there.
Of stunts.
Combat stunts.
With a 7. And let's see, what other stunts I can use?
Arrow of slaying.
I would recommend something that does more damage, as with a 7, once again, it's deflected by his armor.
Holy cow.
Or penetrating, something that goes through.
Yeah, armor. Penetrating or something that does more damage is what you want to look for here.
Let's see.
You guys got some tough armor.
Okay.
I don't know if her bolts are going to do any good here, Oswin.
You might want to go with something like Pierce Armor and Mighty Blow. Those together would be very nice.
I was actually thinking like Critical Shot and Pinning Shot.
Yep. I don't actually have the bow list. What do those two do, please?
Critical Shot ignores armor.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what does Pinning Shot do?
This attack does normal damage, and the opponent may not move until the attack. They take a minor action to remove the arrow.
Oh, okay. Very nice. So you're going to slow them down a little bit. So since that's penetrating, you're going to do a full 7 points of damage to our Darkspawn friend here.
Yeah. I get 3 additional dice. Oh, no, I don't.
Yeah.
No, you've done your damage.
Yep.
Yeah.
You do the 7 points of damage and... It ignores
armor. Oh, that hurt. Yes, your arrow found a chink in his armor, and it slides in under a rib there. Bellows and, out loudly.
And it holds him to that spot.
So yes, there we go.
There you go, guys.
All right, Jazz.
Sighting along the length of my staff, taking aim and firing. He doesn't got his cover now, right?
He does not have cover now, no.
All right, plus one for aiming. Minor action. Hey there. I'll take that.
Cool.
Oops. Okay. Wrong button. I'm going to take that penetrating shot, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, critical shot. And I've got one more point left over. What do I got here for one? I'm gonna skirmish him back 2 yards, so he'll have to waste an action coming back up to us.
Nice. Okay, so he's gonna push the other one out of the way too as he stumbles backwards there.
Back!
Go ahead and do your damage roll as well. And you did penetrating, right? So I'm half armor.
No armor. It's penetrating.
Oh, no armor. That's really nice. Yeah, he bellows out, surprisingly shocked that he's feeling pain, and stumbles back.
Got him in the same spot Duresh did.
And he's still healed.
Right. Well.
Okay. So brings us up to some skittering in the dark, and then Vingest.
If I move up, will two of them be able to hit me?
No, you can actually stand in the door frame.
Okay, well then two of them would two of them be able to hit me if I stayed in the door frame?
They're large enough that one pretty much takes up the whole area in front of the door. So no, okay. you're safe in front of the door frame. But it does block your friends from shooting. Although no, you're short, so it's just gonna impose you're gonna provide the thing with cover if someone's trying to shoot past you.
Okay. Well, I'll charge. Yep, I will charge this beastie. Bow beastie. Which does absolutely nothing again.
Sure, you swing, it goes across a jagged bit of his chainmail, and he grabs the arrow that's protruding from his ribs and yanks it out. That's his minor action, and then he attempts to bash you on the head with his major action. And here he goes. That's a 14 hit.
No.
Ah, he also whiffs. They keep misjudging how short you are.
It's fortunate.
We've trained to fight men, not dwarves.
All right, Duresh.
Center of mass should be right here.
Since the creature is a couple of feet
Oswin
taller.
Would like a go.
Oh, I'm sorry, Oswin, go for it.
You missed me.
Yes, I did.
I'm not the small person you should overlook all the time.
Oswin, what I was about to say is your friend Vingess is a little shorter, so there is still some of this hulking monster exposed, but it's going to be -2 as he is providing some cover.
Yes, I will be sighting down my wand.
Mm-hmm.
And then firing off a flash of color, hoping to injure the giant hulking darkspawn thing. Pow! Oh, I miss.
But it was a clear miss from a guest as well, so he doesn't get his beard singed as it passes through.
Dwarf on fire.
I don't have to make it
work better.
So back to Durash.
Okay, so do we get a plus one bonus for Amy?
Yes.
Yeah, but okay, that does take up your minor action, so you can't move, and you can't actually draw an arrow and put it in your bow if you do that, because you don't have one in your bow just yet.
Okay, so I'll knock an arrow and just shoot. Try to shoot for the head without aiming.
All right, minus two to your roll. Just as Ben Guest is offering some cover to him.
Okay, 12. Okay, I got a 12 on that attack.
All right, and so you got a 14, which does hit. You hit him high up on the head. Go ahead and do your damage. No stunt points generated that time, though. And the arrow sticks in a bit of armor that he's got there.
Yeah.
Chain. Are they wearing heavy chainmail, in fact, or mail?
Yeah, they're wearing mail, and there's bits of plate sewed into like the shoulders, kneecaps. Yeah, these guys are tanks. That's
not good.
Jazz.
Oh. There's a dwarf in my way. All right. Well, hope for the best. Plus one for aiming, minus two for cover.
Whee! Oh, and you barely managed to miss the dwarf on that one.
Sorry, my bad.
Okay, skittering in the darkness, so we come up to Vin Guest.
I'm going to aim and try to hit him in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Is it 14 hit?
Yes, it does.
All right.
Oh, yeah, you do a little bit of damage to him.
1 point. Yay. Take that, foul beast. I gave you a paper cut.
Oswin? Magical sparks erupt from the end of my arcane lance again after I aim at the creature. Try desperately not to hit the dwarf. Perhaps I'll give it a shot if I reflect it off his head.
Oh! Well, it definitely hits, and it generates 4 points of stunts there.
4 stunt points.
Cool.
So what does your arcane bolt look like anyway? It's kind of individual to each mage. What does yours look like?
I'm just imagining a classic shooting star sort of thing.
Sort
of the star and then the blazing trail behind it. Comes in a variety of different colors, just... I've never really worked out why it comes in different colors. It just decides it does want to.
Yes.
Depends on Oswin's mood.
That'd be cool.
And we'll take critical shot so that the attack does penetrating damage.
All right. Let's have the damage then.
Damage is pew!
Nice.
7 points of damage.
This Jinlock in front of you there is hurting pretty bad. And did map tools just crash on me?
Huzzah! Let's try again.
Let's get all the bad rolls out of the way.
Okay. Can somebody type something into the chat window? Let me see if I'm frozen or if it's still going. Well, I can still see things, yeah. I was able to actually save everything from the last round, so
it's
still there. Good. Yeah, actually, it was my keyboard that went out.
Interesting.
Luckily, I've got a shelf of them here.
Yeah.
Man, I look at some of these other servers. I wonder what's going on them. Like this one called Bunga Bunga Bunga.
Yeah. And
don't ask. Just don't ask.
D&D Dance Off Extravaganza Mark II. That's
yeah. Sounds... What the heck is that?
Roll for Conga.
How do you fail to Conga?
I fumbled. Does that mean I kill everybody? What does that mean?
You're a white man with no rhythm. You rolled a one. All right, so, yes, the Jimbok was about to bury his axe in your skull there, dwarf boy.
Yes. I cowered behind my shield.
And wham! Does a 17 hit?
That is hit.
Oh, lucky for you, he generates no points there. But yes, that's a hefty 16 points of damage.
Holy cow!
Wow.
Dumb, but strong. Dumb, but strong.
Just chance over and over.
I think that was my life.
Right. Unfortunately for him, he didn't get any points, so he can't push you back, and you're still standing in his way. So we're back up to Darash.
Yep.
Tank keeps on tanking.
Kill him!
11. Nope. I miss.
No, but you do miss the dwarf as well, which is good in his current condition. Jazz.
Yeah.
Oh, the rune spirit flared to life along the length of my staff. So I fire an arcane lance. It looks kind of like a spinning, screaming Catherine wheel that like sidewinders.
Oh, yeah. Target. Yes.
Very noisy and obvious.
Okay. Very appropriate.
Oh, nice.
That's hi. It. Yeah, I like that. what do I got here? I'm going to spend 4 for the penetrating, and let's see what I can do for 2.
Mighty blow.
Mighty blow 2.
Can you do standard and archery at the same time?
I'm understanding you could.
No, I've got no idea.
Let's say we can.
Sounds good to me.
All right, 2d6 plus 4.
Hey, Trevor, we can hear you typing pretty loudly there.
Okay, sorry.
You're going to break your keyboard like Bert did.
I was being quiet, too.
Oh, okay, so you're going with penetrating, so halves his armor. Yep. Anything else?
Ignores his armor.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, penetrating ignores
it. Yeah, for the 4.1, it ignores the armor.
Okay.
And then 2 points, I did the extra d6 there.
Okay, so 10 points of damage. Nice. He's definitely rattled. And movement in the darkness. Vin Guest. You got an axe, you know, wound in your head.
I blink my eyes, shake my head, and I swing again. Aiming. Hanging. Oh, yes.
Oh, dwarf is angry.
Yes, he is. All right.
That's points, too.
I am going to... I'm going to go ahead... Can't do that. Shoot. Yeah, I'll go ahead and do a lethal blow.
All right.
And then I will... And I'll... No one's ever used a stunt, so I'll use Stay Aware, which gives me a perception versus 11 perception test. And if I succeed, the GM may make you aware of some battlefield situation that has escaped your nose so far, or give you a +1 bonus to your next test you make.
Perfect. Okay. We'll go ahead and give me the damage. And all so right. We're not bypassing any armor on this one?
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No. No, we're not.
So, 10 more points.
Right back at you.
Oh, yeah, he's really not feeling too well. Go ahead and give me that perception test.
Yes, I make it.
Okay. Well, you can see here in the darkness some that there's another one ready to queue up, but you also hear quiet foot treads of people, at least one, maybe two more people in the darkness that are trying to keep themselves quiet.
Interesting.
And Oswin.
Well, seemingly effect of the arcane lance last time. Mm-hmm. Fire off again. We take the time to aim. Oh, the dwarf is still in the way, isn't he?
God. Yes, he is.
We'll get him eventually.
Pow! That Ooh. Hits.
Oh, no stump ones this time, so let's see if we can actually do any sort of damage. Kablam! Woo!
Ow. Okay. Yeah, that one seems to just get him right between the eyes, and he goes down like a like a log there.
Is he actually dead, or is he just dying?
He's dead.
Okay.
Well, I guess he's I guess he's dying. You need to get to a negative 12 to be dead. Although he's very close to that, likely bleed out. But that does allow his friend to rush in over his body. So what benefit is there to charge?
Plus one to attack.
Okay, guess what? And here he comes. A little piece of the person to slay his buddy.
It wasn't me!
Oh, drive!
Blam!
Miss.
15 misses, yeah. Okay.
One more and he would hit. Did you add the plus one?
I did add the plus one. So, yeah, he wasn't angry enough. He stepped in a little bit of his friend getting to you.
He didn't know him that well.
Okay, we're back up to the top with Jarash.
Okay.
Fortunately, the dwarf is still blocking things.
Yep. And I'm going to aim for the new guy.
Okay, 15 hits. Cool. And you generated 2 points. 2 points.
Okay. Let me look at the dice again.
I think there's a 2.1 that halves armor.
Yeah, yeah,
it's pierce armor.
Yeah,
pinning shot. Again, and not allow him to move.
He can charge as a major action. So we're not going to move out of his range.
You could rapid reload so that you could aim next turn and get the plus one.
Yeah, I can do that.
Well, I'd say pierce armor is pretty good against these guys.
Yeah.
That or the extra d6 of damage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, they're
never going to beat their armor.
Yeah, they're heavy chain, so you take 4 off for the... You take 4 off for the pierce, and you would only add a d6, so statistically it's better to...
Well, there you go.
They actually have an armor of 7 total.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But you'd remove 4 points of armor if you do the
Okay,
pierce.
Well, I can take this arm as well. I can do this arm, which grants a 1d6.
Disarm is melee attack. You weren't doing a melee attack.
Okay.
Isn't that?
Okay, then I'll
stun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it does say a melee attack in the description of disarm.
Okay. Huh. Well, then I'll do pierce armor.
All right. Go ahead and roll your damage.
Okay. There. You go 8 points.
Okay, so he's going to take 5. Hey, at least you're hurting him. And to Jazz.
Yep.
Standard attack pattern number 5.
Yep. Don't forget the minus 2 for the dwarf standing in the way.
How you doing?
Keep him there, Vengist. We'll whittle him down.
Yeah, that hits.
Yeah,
he's getting bombarded by spell power here. He's not happy with this.
Let's see if I can get it.
But he's dumb, so.
Oh, sorry, that's a wrong thing there. Sorry.
He probably could have jumped over me.
No, he's too big. There's not enough room.
There
you go. Nice. You are just rolling them. Wow.
Now I am.
All right, moving the darkness, and back to you, Vengist.
All right, well...
Seems a little angry.
Yes, I will lower my shield and Smack him in the face.
Oh, and yes, you do. Yes, you do.
All right. Come on. Sweet. For 11 points.
Yes. Backhand him a bit there.
Yes.
And Oswin.
Oswin realizes that he does actually have enough mana to cast one more spell, which is handy, and tries casting it on the Darkspawn. Am I at negative two because of the rain?
What spell are you trying to cast?
Trying to cast Weakness.
Weakness, no, it's line of sight. You just can have to see him, that's all.
Aha. Well, I can see him.
Yes, you can.
So I cast the Magical Spell of Magicness. Pew! And that's a success.
Okay. What's the net effect?
Make a Magic Spirit test versus 14, my spell power.
Magic test versus 14?
A Magic Spirit test.
Okay.
If they have. No, they might have high magic, actually.
No, he does not save.
He fails. So he's at negative 1 strength, negative 1 dex, and minus 5 yards of speed.
Ah.
As he shrinks
even
in
slower,
size.
Yes.
Yes. And of course, he'll hit less hard now. Huzzah!
Yes. And we'll see about the hitting less hard, as he's now going to take his opportunity to bash in the dwarf's skull. And we'll give him the minus 1 penalty. And blam! Misses.
Yay.
Yay.
So we're at Darash, your turn again.
Okay. Shooting again, because it's worked so well. So, miss.
Yes, but you missed the dwarf too. That's always good. And Jazz.
Let's see if I can miss the dwarf too.
Oh!
Take aim and fire. Staff's growing hot.
Nope.
You hit the same space in the door frame that the giraffe just did. All right.
Right.
Yeah, a crossbow bolt comes out of the darkness and pins to the door frame just above your head there.
My head?
Yes.
Oh, those dirty traitors.
Yeah. And it's your turn.
I tried to kneecap this guy.
Oh,
holy crap.
I think you might have.
Oh, God.
I think you might have.
That is 6... stunts. Let me see what shorts. There are short and sealed stunts. Let me see what those do. No, I'm not gonna hit them.
Salt's kind of interesting.
I'm sorry. What's kind of interesting?
Assault.
Yeah, I see that. But man, there's no way I'm gonna make.
Yeah.
I mean, with as low chances I have to hit right now. So,
yeah.
2d6, the average is 4, so is Pierce. So, I'll do Pierce Armor, Mighty Blow, and Defensive Stance.
Okay.
So
we're halving his armor down to 3.
And I get an extra d6 dice.
Nice.
Cool. And then as soon as I'm done, my attack naturally brings me to a crouch, and I have the shield, my large shield, held out.
Just waiting for something to come crashing down on it. Oswin!
Ah, well, my spell obviously worked last round, so we're going to go with an Arcane Lance this round, back to the old standard. Completely out of magic now. Just we aim again and fire it off.
Barely missing the dwarf. There you go. Your arcane lance bounces off the top of his shield that he had ready for some reason.
Yeah. Maybe he just knows us.
Mm-hmm. And not the one who said down comes fire. The battle axe.
Yeah, that's missed.
Yep. Whiff. Unfortunately, you're still standing in the way, and he's not able to generate points to get past you. Josh.
Okay. I miss. I think. Does a 13 miss?
Yes.
Okay.
But the dwarf is still safe. Jazz. Yeah. Yay!
How about you?
Okay, Jazz, you're up.
Screwing up my face, taking great aim and concentration.
Come on, to the back of my skull.
Sidewinder attack.
It skitters off into the darkness there.
Ah.
Actually, no, I'm sorry. 14 hits. Oh. Yeah.
I thought it did. Yeah. All right. Yeehaw. Come on, damage. You went out. That's a little bit, I think.
Hey, Trevor, mute your mic.
Yeah.
If I could, I would.
You can. You can use Skype to mute your mic.
I know, but...
Oop. Wrong button. Okay. All right. Then out in the darkness...
I don't like it when they shoot at him, because then he rolls 20s.
Ooh!
Ouch.
Wow.
That's going to hurt.
That's going to hurt a lot. All right.
Could this be the end of Ben Guest?
Possibility with all these stunts they generate.
Yeah, but the problem is that my keyboard freezes up on me.
Okay, well, first of all, we're going to discount your armor. And then we're going to take the remaining points to actually have the impact be such that it moves you back a couple of squares.
One, two.
So, take 6 points of damage and move yourself. Yep, there you go. Clears out the hole. You stagger back with a crossbow bolt sticking out of you.
And then I charge back in. You can't keep away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, does that hit?
That just angered you, apparently.
Yes. Yes, it has.
When he's angry.
I'm going to go ahead and half his armor.
Mm-hmm.
So, no bonus. 7. 7 points of damage, which would be 4.
All right.
So, I kneecap him again. Yes.
And Oswin.
Yes, I put my glasses on so that I can see to aim this time.
Mm-hmm.
Far off my arcane lance aim.
And everyone saw the crossbow bolt sticking out of your friend right before he charged back in as well.
I think
one of us do that. I can't remember. Pow!
Ow, that hit.
Excellent. And the archery stunt, I think, is... Oh, no. Critical shot requires 4, and I've only got 2 points. I'll do a pinning shot, pinning him to the ground. Mm-hmm. So there's a magical glow around his legs, keeping him where he should be.
Hmm.
Pow!
All right. Zoom! You didn't discount any of his armor?
I didn't have that.
No.
Oh, I could have done it from the standard list, couldn't I?
And, yeah, you had 2 points, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, right. I just...
That's fine. He took some damage, and it looks like he's teetering a bit there.
Champ is groggy. All
right.
Can I turn.
What's that?
Do we only speak in our turns, or can we speak out of turn?
On your turn.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, well, the first thing he's going to do is remove himself from the arrow so that he can move about. That's his minor action. His major action is to bring that axe down. And is that a minus one still from your previous hex?
Yes, it's lasting four rounds thanks to the dragon.
So, that seems to be helping as he's fumbling about with his axe. Movements are slowing down a little bit. There's quite a bit of blood all over the place, too. And back to Duresh. Okay, Arrow goes sailing off into the darkness. Back to Jazz.
Jess?
I got you.
Oh.
Kapow! Hey!
Oh, golly. That poor
There's
guy.
No love for the Darkspawn here. No love for the Darkspawn.
No, no, I hate him. I hate him a lot. What we got here? Stunt ways. Archery. Well, first off, I'm ignoring his armor. But 4 points. And, oh, golly. What do I got for 2 points available? Taunt, threaten. I'm knocking prone.
Nice. All right, go ahead and roll your damage.
This will ignore his armor. So.
Ooh. Yeah, he goes down.
Oh, I knocked him prone twice. Two parts of him prone.
Okay. Mm-mm. So, you have two apparently nearly dismembered darkspawn on the floor there. Mm-mm. However...
The pirates go before.
Staff smoking from how many arcane lands have I put through it.
All right, another crossbow whizzes into the doorframe near you there, Vingess.
Someone kill that guy, too.
I need light to do that. And I have none. So, I will advance as far as I can see into the darkness, basically. And then...
Yep, that's I'm about here. As far as the light okay. shines in.
And I need light. Advance forward.
We're going to be out of the initiative sequence right now, so until you decide what you want to do.
All right, I'm lighting up my lantern. I left the candelabra down in the cavern, so.
No, I was just going to turn and minor action, high five Jazz.
I look like I'm going to, but then I do like the psych out behind my head. Oh, I'm so awesome.
I'm always caught out with that.
Please, there's pain this way. Pain for other people. Pain.
That's the best type of pain.
Yes.
Let me spark up the lantern here.
No, I don't actually have any oil for my lantern anymore. Oh, yes, I tipped it all over the worms, didn't I?
And Vingest. Let's not forget the part where you tipped it over Vingest.
Who could ever forget that part?
I certainly will. Awesome. Oh, how are you feeling, Vingest, by the way?
I don't have that, much.
You seem to have a nasty head wound.
It took me 24 years to grow this beard.
No, I bet you've got like a nasty axe wound in your skull. How are you feeling?
I'm more concerned about the beard that's missing.
Okay, well, I've got some, like, brown vinegar and brown paper here I can, yes. Serpentine, we can clean that up with.
For yes, but there was a person shooting at me. I don't think this is the time to take a break out and go.
Who has the lantern?
I do.
You do, okay. Well, everybody...
Hanging gets... on the end of my staff. Okay. Got a little hook there.
You guys get to about right there, and you hear the unmistakable twing of a of crossbow... arrows being unleashed.
Incoming!
I hate that sound. I don't want to ever hear that sound ever again in my life. It means pain for me.
Pain for everybody, I think.
Ambush. They're clever.
For the second time. At the same spot.
All right, does a 12 hit Jazz?
Does not. Matrix dodge right by. I feel the wind on it, though.
Mm-hmm. And the next one... Okay, does a 14 hit Vingest?
No.
No. Okay. And one last one. And I don't think a 10 hits anybody.
No.
But he was shooting for Durash. All right. So, yeah, you got crossbow fire coming down both corridors.
Worst pirates ever.
What did you do to that guy? Durash, did you sleep with his wife? He really has a hard-on to kill you.
No initiative sequence yet. Just tell me what you're wanting to do, because you can't actually see anyone around.
Which direction did the arrows come from?
The arrows coming down both ends of the corridor.
Well, there's one guy over here, so why don't y'all descend down this corridor, and I'll take drag, and y'all shoot that guy to death, and then the other guys will shoot at me and miss. Or shoot me in the face again. That hurt.
I like the second part of your plan.
Head down this way, you
we
said?
Do that.
Yeah. Yeah, that...
Head down here?
No, this way.
Head down here?
Yeah.
And there's one guy... One arrow came from that way?
Well, that was their situation last time, so...
All right. Yeah, you're not exactly sure how many came from which direction, but you do know that you...
Did the arrow that almost hit me come from that direction?
Yes.
And that's where I'm going to go kill people.
I follow the man with the light, seeing as I like seeing.
Drawing my wand. Down this way.
All right. Go ahead and initiate. Initiate. While you were talking, they were taking their time to put a new coral in Quastro and reload. That's
where we're shouting out our plans on where to go. Yeah.
But that was their surprise action, was to reload. So.
Alright. Yeah. Oh, yes. Initiative.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not on the
initiative. Oh, no.
Come on. Back up. Oh, well.
Okay.
And did everybody go down that way? Or, Vingas, did you say you were going down the other way?
No, I said I'm going to hold position here.
You're holding the position, okay.
Yeah.
As the cloth wearers charge in.
This might have been a poor plan. Upon reflection, I'm fine with y'all dying.
That's great. Thank you.
The healer died. Yes.
All right. Well, then, yes, you're back there. But
yeah, I'm just going to take defensive stance and hucker down.
All right. And Oswin.
We found two of them. Say. Blasting away at... I see. Blasting away at that one there.
Okay.
Pow! Okay, Lance goes off. And this time I don't need a -2 for that stupid dwarf.
Oh, that is true.
Pow!
Oh, yeah, that definitely hits.
Shooting star shoots out and explodes in his face for minimum damage.
All right, that's the one over here. So, Vingest, out of the darkness.
This is coming from
you're being peppered with crossbow fire from the end of the tunnel that your friends did not run out through.
No, they need an 18 to hit me.
And Jazz.
Point blank range with the arcane lance.
Ow.
Aim and fire. I thought you'd sneak up with us with your little crossbows, huh?
Yeah.
Take that.
Well, that's a hit.
Bastard. No stumps. Oh, wow. Some damage.
Yeah. Does a little something there. And Duresh?
Going at that guy
there.
Okay. Oh, man, my pirates only all went on one. These guys actually have initiative at the end of the round, yep. So...
Can I Thresh. Hit this guy?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Any penalties for a gun?
No, no, because they're not actually in melee. They're not engaged. So you mean just don't run through? Just don't roll three ones.
Okay. Okay. There you go. Hi, Dan.
As you miss, but you luckily do not hit anyone else. All right. And this guy will now go since he's you're right on in there, Jazz. He's going to drop his crossbow. And draw his sword as a miner and
bring it, pal.
Yep, he's bringing it.
Come on, I want you to hit me. Come on, come on.
Yes, taste steely death. And I don't think an 11 hits you, so you do not taste steely death.
Knock his sword out of the way with my staff.
Yes, and the other pirate over here still has his crossbow. He's going to get off one shot before dropping it and drawing his sword. So, get the one shot off. And misses completely. He, instead of dropping it, he just throws it against the side of the wall. Like, God, he's blaming his equipment.
Blame the equipment. First refuge of a incompetent... So,
Vin Guest, we're back up to you.
Well,
you're turtling right now.
Yes, given that instead of outnumbering them greatly, we only outnumber them slightly, I will charge this guy. So me and Jazz are the only two in melee with him?
Yes.
So we get a 2-to-1 bonus on him?
I think you don't get anything until it's 3-to-1, I believe. You've got to have 3-to-1 to get a plus 2.
I didn't tell you.
Okay. It's three. It's just 3-to-1 as a plus two?
Yeah, but you have to have the 3-to-1 before you get it.
Okay. Join us, Oswin! And then I'm going to try to smack this guy in the face. And fail.
You tripped over a little bit of something on your way over.
Yeah.
Now, Oswin, if you attacked, it would be 3-on-1.
I'm attacking with a ranged weapon.
True enough.
So,
yeah.
I'm still going to shoot at him because he seems to be the one engaged in thing. So I sight down the line to my wand. Am I at negatives now that other people are in between me and it?
No, just it makes your fumble range a little bit more. just try not to roll very low.
I shall try not to roll three ones. Bow!
Nice. That'll hit.
Off goes 8 points of damage dealed out to the nasty, nasty pirate.
Mm-hmm.
You're not as good as ninjas.
Arr!
All right. This guy's going to move and... Okay, someone in the darkness there doesn't like you very much, Oswin, as a bolt just comes short of piercing a foot. And Jazz.
Oh, I'm spinning around and sucker smacking this guy in the gut with my quarterstaff. Taking aim and spinning around and sucker smacking.
It's...
Oh, 4 points, eh? I'm pretty sure I can have his armor.
That's two.
That's two? Mm-hmm. That'll do a mighty blow, too.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to become an arcane warrior as one of my goals, so I'm practicing that whole melee attack thing. T-tab. 2 points damage. Yada yar. That's something. That's against half his armor.
All right. Which is only one since he's got three, so it takes seven.
Funk.
Yeah, that didn't feel so hot. And Durash. That's
how I hit the melee weapon.
Thank you.
Pirate.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Nice shot. No stun points, but good shot. Go ahead and get your damage in.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. He's getting peppered with arrows. He's on the receiving end this time. He doesn't like it so much.
They both assaulted.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, he is going to.
Yeah, I encourage that sort of thing.
You look like the lesser of the two here, so he's going to try and smack you down, Jazz.
I haven't hit anyone forever. Come on now.
Does a 12 hit Jazz?
Nope, but I can read the Smith's mark on his blade.
Very close then. Okay, and the other one here is going to engage with you, then Guest.
It's become a massive scrum.
Yeah, and he is going to try to scrape with his blade. No. And misses. Gives you R the turtle. Bringing it back to you, Vingest.
Great and mighty turtle?
I will swing at the guy who looks like he's about to die.
Okay.
And I will be aiming. Aim and swing. Woot.
That hits.
And if I can, it's going to go through his groin.
Oh! Yeah, he gets the crossed eye appearance right before he expires.
You don't have armor. You notice below you?
And Oswin.
Is it possible to run through this area?
Yes, go ahead. He's engaged with someone else, so no problem at all.
Excellent. Okay, well, I've run around the corner away from the guy shooting us. So, mm-hmm. There's somebody else over there. So I'll run around the corner and then turn around and shoot at the pirate who's currently engaged to Vinguest. Pow! No time to aim this time.
Oh, yeah, that hits. And 4 points.
I'll do a crippling shot to him. Meaning he's at -1 attack or defense.
Nice. That's interesting.
Go ahead and roll your damage there.
And then the damage becomes 7 points of damage to him. He gets to make tests to try and remove the -1.
All right. What test does he have to make?
A constitution stamina test versus
11.
Yes.
Ah, yes, he makes it.
Damn.
And it's Jazz's turn.
All right, now that that guy's at range, I will go back to the... I'll use the wand to blast him away. Arcane Lance.
Real quick, was it the pirate that was over here? The one that was over here?
Oh, yeah, oops. Yeah, he got out of the initiative for some reason. Let me add him back in.
That's because I think you deleted off the token that was... Mm-hmm.
No. But, yeah, he's he does something sneaky in the darkness.
I regret that.
Okay, and Duresh? Okay.
Jazz. Aim and fire, kapow!
15 hits.
Wham.
Yeah, he's looking very much the worse for wear.
So it's Duresh?
Okay. It is Duresh now, yep.
Yep, I'm moving down here. Locking another arrow.
All right. So you're getting closer. Now you're moving and knocking arrow is your action, though.
Right.
Doesn't leave anything left. And so we are back at the top again.
Oh, well, the pirate that's facing me.
Yeah, that's right. He goes at the end of the round. Oh, wow. He he drops his sword and says, "Surrender! I surrender!"
Oh. If only he knew.
Okay. He shouts this very loud.
Alright.
Yeah.
So is he now helpless?
Parley.
He has dropped his sword. He's still got his armor and everything, and he's not, like, exposed himself to you, but he has no weapon in his hand.
Okay.
That's exactly.
See, what I really want to do is knock him out, but can I just take my round and just knock him out?
Yeah. Yeah, you can always do what you call pulling the blow at the end, which it basically knocks him unconscious for a set number of rounds.
Yeah.
Maybe we should question him before we knock him out.
Well, there's other people that are going to try to kill us.
Well, I mean, he could tell us how many other people and where they are.
Yeah, but, well, it depends on how long they want to hold off on killing us.
Oh.
And true. Whether or not you trust the sneaky pirates who have tried to betray us a couple times.
Good call. yeah, no, that's no lie. Never mind. Go about your business.
All right, so the
diplomacy skills.
Yeah, make an attack as normal.
Oh, okay.
He's not defending, so it's just his base.
Okay, well, I mean, he says surrender.
He says he surrenders, but he's not going to let you just hit him with a sword, so, you know.
Well, he's just going to smack you on the face with a flat blade.
Yeah, he's not going to let that happen, so he's still going to get his defense.
Okay, well,
So let's still have to hit him.
Okay, I tell him to kneel, and then everybody move into the 25, including you, Jess.
I don't particularly want to let the others creep up behind us.
We're just going to rope them up and then leave them.
Bonk them on the head.
Yep. Rope them up. He said he surrendered, so yeah, kneel.
Yeah. All right. If you've got rope in your hand, no problem. He'll allow that.
Yes. And then I will rope him up. Oh, you're rather dumb. I could cut your throat right now. You might want to work on that. Duresh, you're good for searching people, so search him.
Okay.
See if you find a knife.
And searching is perception, right?
Mm-hmm. And the bad guys aren't doing anything while we're doing this?
No.
Oh, okay. So
I'm looking to make sure they're not sneaking up these stairs.
That is very good.
So
13, yeah. Well, he's wearing a silver armband. He does have a very small dagger, but it's more like something you'd use to eat with. It's not particularly long or even particularly sharp. And he's got a small bag of coins on him, but other than that and the armor he's wearing, nothing else.
Okay, well, I want his crossbow and the bow.
Yeah, the crossbow he'd already dropped on the ground earlier when he drew his sword. Right.
But I'm going to pick that up.
Sure.
Because those things are worth a lot of money. All right.
Yeah, but it's better than a short bow, too.
Well, actually, crossbows take a full round to reload, so you can't fire every round. Okay, unless you have certain stunts. Okay, so I'm going to call you Pirate Joe. Pirate Joe, how many people are there down the corridor? And we'll cut your throat if you lie.
4, 5
Okay.
I don't know how many of us you accounted for. There's at least Sen, Blett, and his two guards. Maybe another 2 or 3 of us.
Okay. And, like, how many... Can you describe the kind of corridors that we're going down? Where are the good ambush points?
Well, if you go ahead down this way, and he kind of nods with his chin. Branches out. There's 2 spots where you can be ambushed from. If you go past the first turning on the right, and then take the next turning, you get out to the water level. I'm sure San Blett and his men are already loaded up the ship and are trying to get out of here.
Oh, okay. Well, this is going to hurt, but you're going to wake up, so don't worry about it. And I just, you know, tap him on the head until he passes out.
Until he passes out.
Ow.
Oh,
30 and 60 are the ranges for a crossbow, Duresh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, since he was prone and tied, we'll just call it a coup de grace. Just roll me your damage. Okay. And yes, I know you're hitting with the flat of the blade, so yeah, he's going to be out for many rounds.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, just, you know, he tried to kill me several times.
Yes.
So
I go over and give him a kick. run away again.
All right. Well, let's continue down this corridor. Well, wait one quick second. What's out in the darkness this way?
It goes round to the top again.
Yeah. Let's go down this way.
All right. Guy with the lantern should be going first, so I know where how much is exposed.
Oh, yeah. I'll get my lantern here.
Well, why don't y'all have a lantern and we have a... Well, no, that's dumb. We don't need to split our party.
I was going to wait at the top until you came round back to the top again so that they couldn't, say, sneak up to their house. And
okay. Yeah, sure. You can do that.
You leave you alone here in the dark.
Yep.
All right, the rooms that you're going through, by the way, there's a lot of crates, bolts of cloths laying around as well. In this particular,
these are all like natural cavern types, right?
These are natural caverns, yes. And it looks like they've been used as basically storage rooms.
Looks like kind of like cargo spoils.
Yes, yes, it does actually. Yeah, there's a couple more crates here. There's some
Any of them labeled with, like, trading companies on them, or?
No.
Well, let's not stop and examine while we're trying to
get... Well, I was just saying that they had, like, you know, gotcha. East Denerim Trading Company stamped on the side or anything.
If they'd ever gone through a port, they would be stamped.
Okay. So they're smugglers, not necessarily pirates, then. All right.
They could be pirates who prey on smugglers. That'd be awesome.
Now you're making my head hurt now.
Oh. I thought this was more extensive. Hey, we went around the long way, Oswin.
I know, that's how they tricked us last time.
Yeah, and I remember. That's why I thought there was only one. But yeah.
I wasn't certain with your head wound and all.
All right, well, Jazz, he said on the first turning on the right, there was another ambush spot.
All right, would you guys round the corner there? Both of you give me perception tests.
Nope.
Meh. Hold on. Got to impersonate. Boink. Hi.
Okay.
I think we killed them all. Looks clear.
Ooh. I think a 16 might hit you, Jazz.
Yeah, it might.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, crossbow bolt.
Yeah, three kills about what's there.
Oh!
Ooh!
Ow. Yeah.
Mother, go!
It almost turns you, spins you around completely as the light kind of kaleidoscopes across the cave there. This happens. All right.
I scream out in echoed pain as well as the light goes in my eyes.
Okay, guys, give me initiative again. You know, there's somebody waiting down here.
That really hurt. Stop doing that.
Yeah, cry me a river.
Ah, that was a good roll for your initiative there, Jess.
Yeah, if I had a target, it'd be really good. Oswin stumbling along blind.
Blind. That was very appropriate narration there.
Okay, so Jazz, you actually have first.
What direction? What atmosphere came from down there?
Yep, down in this direction.
Does anyone else have a lantern?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, great. I'm winging my lantern down that direction.
Oh, nice. I regret entering at this point.
If I hit someone with the flaming oil, great. If I don't, then, well, we'll...
Sure, give me a dex... Give me a dexterity roll just to see how close to being accurate you are to where you're throwing. And oh, really nice. Yeah.
Hey. Hey, how are you doing, pirate guy?
That guy.
Catch him in the midst of reloading. He looks up like, huh?
And then...
Does he burst into flame?
Well, let's see. 16 is pretty good, but you didn't generate any stunts on that, so I'm going to say no. It does. Lantern breaks apart at his feet there, and so the oil is on fire, but it's not on him. But it does interrupt his reloading. And Vin Guest.
Lantern off my list of stuff.
In the face. Oh,
that is in the face, yes.
That is.
Wow. Finally.
Stunts in the face.
I actually jump up and catch him.
He's crouching down to reload his crossbow. That's why you can...
Jackal Dwarf.
You know what? I'm going to do a lightning attack against him.
Mm-hmm.
And then do a mighty blow on the first attack. So this is the damage for the first attack.
Oh! It goes down. You pretty much behead him.
Oh, well. Do I hit for the second attack?
Yeah. The first one killed him, but you can finish.
It's like volleyball. He's keeping the head up with the sword.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. He had already been damaged before. He had taken some damage in the last encounter.
I think he regrets shooting you now. He wants to say sorry.
Yeah, right. He can sell it to the maker.
Alright.
Someone light up another lantern.
I'll light up my lantern.
Although the candelabra I chucked down the way should be around on the floor somewhere here.
I hand him my lantern and tell Jazz, yes. This is expensive. Do not break my lantern.
Hey, we killed a guy because of the other one. I think that's a fair trade.
I
will not throw it without your permission.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, team player, that's me.
Yes, yes, yes you are. I scratched the place where my beard was.
Thanks, coach.
Can we take a look into 27 before we...
Yes. There are many bolts of cloth against one end of the corridor, and then a lot of sealed barrels. Once again, there's no brand mark seared into the sides.
I want to pry open one of the lids of the casks there.
Well, we need to hurry.
but if it's oil, then I can refill my lantern and have more light sources.
Take but a moment. Just here, I bring out my short sword and just pry open the top.
Sure, you tap the top of it. It's filled with a dark, very strong smelling of alcohol liquid.
Bring it in rum.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That burns.
And Will.
I'm making sure my new crossbow is well marked.
Good to know. We'll keep that as a tactical. tactical consideration. There's cloth and flammable liquor over in that.
All right.
So you're running down through that way.
Mm-hmm. Through 29.
Okay. Give me just a second.
Hey, do you think we should be searching for traps?
No.
So you can say no.
What? Traps? I didn't bring my 10-foot pole with me.
I've got a tent pole with me. We could use that. It's not quite.
Oh, you did finally buy a tent. I forgot.
Yeah, and I brought it with me into the house.
What? Well.
All right. As you bring the lantern around the edge there, I'm gonna illuminate this cavern here, where you can tell that there's been a lot of like boot marks, and you guys hear the sound of. It sounds like at least two or three guys grunting, and you hear the sound like a rhythmic clicking sound.
Huh.
Do pirates have tap dance?
Ballistas? That'd be interesting.
More like something like wood rocking on something metal.
Oh, okay. Not like the click, click, click of a giant 6-foot arrow that's about to go through my spine.
Hello to my little arbalast.
You're going to backstab him with a siege weapon?
That's kind of not nice. All right. Well, is there light illuminating from anywhere in here?
Not really. There's some flickering out this way. Oops, sorry, I'm in the wrong... There's some flickering out this way, but it's not very bright at all. And you're only catching it because it's reflecting off of these cave walls here.
Okay.
I see around the corner.
Let's see. Let's put out the candle or the lantern and see if we can actually sneak up on these guys. They might be too busy.
All right. Of course, it's not as bright as it looks there, but... you round the corner with without any light there, and this little boat that you're seeing right here, this boat is actually under these guys, and they're rowing out of a cave. It goes right out into the sea, the river line, and they're rowing out.
They're rowing away from us?
Yes, they are rowing away from you.
All right.
Let's shoot down the boat.
No. Let's shoot them and then take the boat.
All right. Everybody go ahead and roll me initiative there. Clear everything out first. Hold on.
Oh, that was a great roll. Oh, you cleared out my good initiative roll.
Go ahead and just add it to the initiative. Just set it as a 17 and add it.
I can't.
Oh, here, I'll do it. That's fine.
Oh, I don't mind, actually. I re-roll. It's not a big deal.
That's all right. I can do it. Here. Set it as a 17, and I'll add you to the initiative. There.
If only I could swim. Armor isn't heavy, is it?
You tell me.
I don't wear the stuff. I've been wearing armor for like 20 years now. It doesn't really register that much.
Chainmail pajamas when you're a kid. And...
Yeah. All right. Well, Oswin, you are apparently quicker on the draw this time and are able to respond a little bit better there. Now, Jazz, you came around the corner. You still have the full lantern going now, or did you?
I'm turning it out when Vengeth said to blow it out.
Okay. That's going to help you guys, as they've got some illumination on them. They've got some candlelight on the rowboat, but you guys are mostly in the dark if you don't have anything lit over there. So that will help you and hinder them. All right, so Oswin.
Excellent. I try and hold the boat. Fire my arcane lance at it. Trying to hit it below the water line.
All right, so you're trying to shoot at the boat itself. Okay.
Yeah. Pow!
Okay. That does actually hit the boat. How much damage do you do?
Yeah, that 1d6 plus 4... 10 points of damage.
Okay. It does strike the hull, but you don't know if it has actually accomplished anything yet. And they are aware of you being there now.
That was a warning shot. Come back or I'll hole it.
All right. All right. It's at the tip of the boat, kind of turns around, looks at you guys, and apparently returns in kind as he casts a spell.
What?
Yeah. Right. Okay. Bert, while he's casting, how big of a boat is this? Is this like a rowboat or?
Yeah, it's a rowboat.
Okay.
Looks like it can hold maybe 6 men total.
Okay. And how many people are in there? Here?
2? What you see? 3 okay. Total.
Oh, I only see 2.
Oh.
I only see 2 as well. Yes.
Alright. Well,
I see you rolling initiative. I see you rolling for a guy.
Yep.
And the leg.
Alright. Let me look up damage for this real quick.
Is he casting arcane bolts?
No, he's casting a spell.
Yeah, I know.
Arcane D6 bolts, plus magic. Okay, here we go. 1, 4, 7 points. Okay, there's like an electrical arc that happens between his hands, and a bolt erupts out, and it's going to be able to catch Oswin and Jazron.
Don't get in the casters.
Yep, 7 points of electrical. It bypasses armor, kind of grounds into the sand around you.
Have any anyway, but.
What is it?
Beads of glass on my feet now. I am down to 7.
Do we get a test against it, as with most magics?
What do you, no, I don't believe so. Hold on. Let me take a look at it real quick.
Fall.
Most magics
are... Oh, yeah, so you have a constitution test. Sorry, go ahead.
Shut up. That doesn't really help the casters, I don't think.
I got some con.
Oh, you did well. Meh.
Yep. Unfortunately, no, you do take the full damage. Had you saved, you would just take a D6 instead of a D6 plus his magic.
And Bert, can you add I can set my initiative. Never mind.
Mm-hmm. And the guys on the ship are also going to attempt to fire crossbows. I'm going to give them a penalty because you're basically in cover because of the dark. Hit who they can. I don't think an 11 hits either Jazz or Oswin, does it?
Nope.
No.
And the other guy. Same thing, yes. They come up short as the crossbow bolts dust into the sand around you. They have somewhat, since they've stopped rowing, the boat has still got a little power behind it, so it's still drifting out, but they're no longer moving at the speed that they were. And Jazz.
Are there any crates or anything I can duck behind?
Yes.
Great. I will jump behind a crate for cover.
Sure. Give you a -2 cover.
And I'm going to blast at the mage with Arcane Lance.
Okay.
Get you for that.
Yeah, you're 16 still range. Yeah, you're still
16 yards?
Yeah.
All right. I was getting concerned about that. I won't say I wasn't. Any negatives to hit him or no?
No, it's still within range, and he's actually lit, so you can see him.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that'll hit.
How do you like that? Okay, let's see what I got here. Stuntways, archery. No, I can't do any good there. I'll do Mighty Blow against him. Another D6. Fueled by anger, pouring into my arcane lance, tapping into the dark side.
Okay. You're pretty sure that your arcane lance is right on target, and it dissipates before it strikes him.
Hmm.
Oh.
Hmm.
And Darash. Oh, sorry, Jazz, you have a question? Or...
I was going to say, can I make a arcane lore test to see if I know what would cause that thing?
Yes.
Okay. What the? Any luck there?
Oh, that's your roll 12? Okay. You seem to recall in Combat Wizardry 301...
I like that class.
Yes, there's a spell called Spell Shield you're able to counter another person's casting, but at cost of your own power.
Does that work against Arcane Lance too?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right. Cool. Well, I'll be darned.
And Drush.
I take a shot with the crossbow at him.
Okay, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16. Yeah, you're starting to get out of your good range, but for right now, you're okay. 14 will hit.
Yep, and I'll take the piercing shot.
Okay.
Shot first. Okay, 8 points.
Hey guys, the rock skin spell, that just counts as regular armor, so like bypassing armor counts against that, right?
I imagine.
I just wondered if it said specifically rock armor. Here we go.
If you're wearing regular armor, it does nothing, but it doesn't say anything beyond that. Mm. It's just armor rating.
I'm assuming it.
Armor yeah, rating, so.
I would think it was since it goes off armor rating.
I would assume so too.
So you're bypassing. So yeah, it's big thunk as your crossbow bolt sinks into him. And Vinguest,
I will minor action put away my sword and shield, major action, and then spend another minor action drawing out my crossbow. All
right. Top of the round, the boat drifts a little further off. Oswin?
How is it outside of Arcane Lance range now?
What's your range? 16, 2, 4, 6, yards. 8, 10, 12. Sandblatt's at 12. The rest of his guys are... It's basically 2 yards per square. They've drifted a little bit. They're still within range, though. But they're quickly getting out of range.
I'm still trying to hold the boat. So.
All right.
I shoot it, and then afterwards I'll dive for cover.
Mm-hmm.
Pew!
You certainly hit the bolt. Let's see what kind of damage you do there.
Still no stun points, I was hoping for.
6. Okay. You're sure you hit it, you just don't know what damage it might have done to the hull itself. Sambalat's turn. He is going to cast and yell at his men, "Row, you fools! Row!"
Hey, Bert.
Yeah.
I'm in the wrong place in the initiative. You got me way down on the bottom.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry, you should have been after... We'll call you after Oswin. Go ahead, take it.
Okay, I was just going to minor action, move up, and then major action, put a bolt in my crossbow.
Okay. So. And he is going to cast again. Let's see. He's going to go for the old favorites. The arc of electricity comes up between his hands again and blasts out towards the shore. Does a 13 hit. I know it doesn't hit Vingast. Does it hit you, Oswin? You're the two closest that he could possibly get.
Yes, a 13 would hit me.
13 does hit you. Okay.
Wait, is this shock?
Yes.
He does not roll to hit me. He rolls...
Oh, a target number. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, yeah, he actually 13, he does make so, it. Yeah. So you both make constitution save. Stamina, if you've got it.
Yep. Ha-ha!
Okay, so you take a D6, and Oswin's going to take the D6 plus 4. So... Oswin's going to take 8, and Vingast, you're going to take 4. You are slightly crispy from the electrocution. And his men do start rowing, so they're a bit further out now. Okay. That's going to put the last guy in the boat about 14 and put the caster at about 18 as we go to Darash. Well, that's from the shoreline.
Did you skip over me there? Or?
Oh, I'm sorry, I did. Jazrin. Okay. So right. Spellcaster's about 28 from you.
That's all right. I'm moving up, and I'm going to get one of the rowers since the caster can't be hit.
Oh! Hi. Yeah, that's nice.
Yes, it is. See what I got. Yeah, 5 points for lethal blow. Another 2d6. Come on, die roll. That plus that equals that.
Oh! Right.
Oh, yeah.
That hurts. Yeah, he takes the bolt.
Row your master back to shore, and maybe we'll spare your life. I shout.
Yes, you did.
Okay, Duresh.
Okay, I'm going to move up behind Jez.
Mm-hmm.
Jez, and prepare another bow.
All three of them are within crossbow range of you, so you can pick your target.
Well, okay. You actually have to reload.
Yeah, so you'll spend this round reloading then if you shot last round.
Right.
You can still move. That's fine.
Right.
Okay, so we're back up at the top. And Oswin.
I take the round to try and bury myself in the sand.
It burns, it burns.
Yes. I do not stop, drop, and roll.
And yes, you loaded your bow last round.
Yep. And I'm going to take a shot at the guy who's already wounded.
The one at the end? Okay.
Yep.
The one who's... Oh, yeah.
standard. Can I quick reload? Yeah, I will... I have to rapid reload, so I will do that. And then... Ooh, skirmish. I can move myself or my target two
move
yards.
Him off the boat.
No, I will actually, if he's the last guy, I will slam him forward into the guy next guy rolling.
But it doesn't make everybody else fall forward, though. I mean, that's, well, you don't get the domino effect.
Oh, all right. So I do 9 damage.
That's enough. He slumps over his rowing oars.
All right,
and I think you're just about out of range of all of his spells now. Let me see. Oh, no, he could still Arcane Bolt you. 12, 14, 16, yeah. So, he does so. Meddling dwarf. His looks like a illuminated hammer as it sails across. Oh, it does. And does strike you.
Yes, it does.
Is he casting Arcane Bolt or Boink. Arcane Lance?
Arcane, well, that's a good question. Arcane Lance. Arcane
that Lance. Is against the magic.
Okay.
5 points.
I ignore.
Jazz.
I'm gonna blast at the other rower with the Arcane Lance, taking aim. Careful aim. Stop now, come back here now, you'll get what your friend got. Just like that.
Oh,
see?
You.
Ow.
Ow.
Right in the back again. You're getting good at the lance to the back.
I'm putting on the mighty blow for another couple dice on damage.
Oh. Whoa. That's the wrong button.
Yeah. I hit initiative.
Yeah.
What the hell did I do? Well, I think it's rolled the same amount of dice.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
So it does.
It's 3d6 plus 4, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He is also very hurt. And Oswin.
No.
Oh, it's the boat Duresh. Does drift a little further.
Okay.
Wait, no, it's Duresh's.
It's Duresh's? Yeah. I'm at the bottom, sorry. Yeah, Duresh.
Okay, yep. I fired the crossbow again.
Which person?
Let's see, Sandblay.
Okay.
Sandblay is.
All right.
Any penalties?
No. He's standing up in the boat last round to cast, so no penalty.
Okay.
That'll hit.
Okay, cool. Six points damage.
All right, so you'll take 2. He's got a little armor going on from a spell.
Yeah.
Okay, and that gets us back out to the top to Jazz, and the boat drifts a little further away.
Well, I'm not actually at 22. I'm at 9.
Or at 9.
10. I was 10. I rolled initiative instead of damage on that last roll.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, it should be. It was like 9 or 10 for me.
All right. Oswin, then.
I pop my head over the top of the barrels. Far off my arcane lance, just in its general direction. I can't actually reach it or anything. Just make it look as though I'm...
I think you can reach the guy in the back. What's the range on arcane lance?
16 yards.
16, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14. You can hit the guy in the back.
He's already wounded.
Oh, I just shoot him. Cow. Stay away.
Oh, yeah, that'll hit.
Three stun points. But I'll go for the standard additional D6. Oh, and then I can skirmish him as well, I think, can't I?
Yep.
Yes, and then I'll skirmish him forwards 2 yards as well.
Toss him in the water.
Alright, roll your damage.
Can I knock him over the side?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I'll
knock him over the side of the boat. Cow. And one additional base.
Okay. He does slump over the side of the boat. You think he might have been dead before he hit the water. At least not conscious. The guest.
Okay, I'll... given I chose rapid reload last round, I have a bolt ready up and running.
Yep, and he's still well within
range. I will shoot the one guy who's still alive.
Yes, the mage. And that'll miss. Okay. On the mage's turn, he acts like he's about to cast a mighty spell that dives over the side of the boat.
Howard!
Let's see here. Okay, yes, he is able to tread water, and he tries to keep the boat between you, you guys, and him as he tries to swim out into the river. And Darash.
Okay.
Your crossbow bolt's loaded. You can try and get a shot at him. I'm going to give him 2 points of cover from the boat as he tries to keep it between you and him, though.
Actually, I think I'm supposed to go here at some point.
Yes.
I'm sorry. You go ahead before Duresh, actually.
I'm tossing down my staff into the sand and swimming out after the bastard.
Yeah, leaps into the shark infested water. Yeah.
dropping pack and staff and charging Where's out in the water man? After him.
Okay. And Duresh.
You son of a bitch.
I'm just holding my action.
You're gonna hold your action? All right.
Well, it's the end of the round, so.
So it doesn't do any. Yeah, if you want to get off a shot, do so, because holding it won't do anything for you.
I don't want to shoot. I'm just going to keep my crossbow ready.
All right. Jazz, give me a constitution. I think constitution is what governs swimming.
Yes.
Yeah, give me a constitution roll. If you have swimming.
I do not. That's not cunning. Constitution. Thank you.
Oh, you're doing fine. You've got a beautiful breaststroke going on as you're yelling out your curses.
Fucking drown that motherfucker.
Golly.
All right. Oswin.
Flash the electricity.
Yeah.
And you're in the water now. See him use it again. I think he's too far away for me to do it.
I'm pretty sure you can't cast spells while swimming. I'm not sure.
Yeah. He's too far for Arcane Lance. If you've got something with a bit more range, you can try.
No, I got nothing else at the moment. I'm tapped. So I shout rude words at him.
And Vingest.
I turn to Oswin and say, go get the boat and bring it in. And I reload my crossbow.
All right. He's going to
look in the water and say, "Do you think there are sharks in there? Because I'm bleeding pretty heavily."
No.
Well, no, actually, I'm not bleeding.
It's a river. There's no sharks in the river.
There are never any sharks in the river. There are no rivers that have sharks. Ignore the game. Jeez, sharks.
All right. Sambale takes a deep breath and he dives under the water. Suresh.
I do the same thing as last time, staying where I'm at.
Jazz?
Just me again there.
Yeah, Jazz.
I'm following him.
Okay. I tell you what, give me a perception sight, and then follow that with a constitution. Okay, good enough. You you think you saw where he dove underwater, and give me the constitution roll. 9. Okay, so you see him underwater. He's making good time. He's a bit ahead of you. This is basically a roll-off test. You're going to go until one of you fails. Once you've failed, the other person's going to get a little headway on you, which just happened here. So he's a little bit ahead of you, but you are keeping track of him.
For reference, it's not really a spell, but it's Arcane Lance. Can that be cast while swimming or no?
Well, let me read the description real quick. I'm willing to allow it if it would make sense for it to work.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good either way. I'm just honestly couldn't tell you.
So Arcane Lance, let's see. And that's described in the actual
page
section.
Page 27.
Arcane Lance. Well, the question is, did you bring your staff or wand? Because it does have.
I've got my wand with me.
Got your wand. Okay. So like a normal ranged attack, so it's possible the attack rolls are magic. Yeah, you know what? I'll allow it, but since you are trying to swim at the same time, I'm going to give it a -2 penalty to the roll just for the difficulty. Sure. But I'll allow it, sure.
Okay. Awesome.
It's not described as like a superheated bolt of anything, so you're not likely to boil yourself alive.
It doesn't say anything like about having to say any words, magic words, or anything. Okay. All right.
You can go ahead with that if you want. I don't think anyone else can. He's dove under the surface of the water, so people on shore aren't going to be able to shoot at him.
Excellent. -2, you said?
Yes, -2 to the roll, just for the added...
Zonk.
Yep. Does that make your roll? 14. It does hit him.
That's it. That's his an attack roll. That's all I need.
Yeah, it does hit him.
Okay.
Okay, so it does him some damage. He still has his shield up.
Well, I was looking at the spell sheet. I didn't want to bring it up before, but it doesn't say anything about Arcane Lance in here. It gives a reference to Arcane Bolt.
Mm-hmm.
That's an actual spell. And Arcane Lance is on those funny areas.
Oh, no. He's got the rock skin thing up, is what I was.
Oh, the rock skin.
Yeah,
okay.
He's got 4 points of armor from that.
I gotcha. All right.
Actually, in Spell Shield, they do give the example. If someone is shooting an Arcane Bolt, you'd have to spend the 2 magic points to get rid of it.
That's Arcane Bolt. That's a spell, not Arcane Lance, which is what I'm using.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, fair enough. Okay, you do hit him. I guess we're going to have a little fight off in the water here. Are you guys okay with that, since you really can't see what's going on shore?
Yeah, I'm just waiting. As soon as he breaks surface, I'm going to shoot
Shambalass is going to turn around and glare at you, and he pulls his wand out, and now we have a Harry Potter duel under the water.
Awesome!
I wait for one of them to share Expelliarmus.
I think he did that last session.
shoot.
He also took on the -2 penalty. And misses, I think, with an 11.
At 13, he's got to get.
All right. So he's going to make a con roll now to see if he can hold his breath and stay underwater. And you need to do the same now for your turn.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. You're going to have to surface and grab a breath of air before you can continue.
That's fair. I am heavily wounded, so.
All right. Which he is going to take the opportunity then to try and swim away while you're doing that. So give me a perception roll as you break back down under the water to try and find him again. Oh, yeah, he's not fast enough. You see him.
Nah. Can I blast him with the lance?
Yes, you can go ahead and blast him.
-2 still?
Trying really, he's got the same negative on you. He's trying really hard to get away as opposed to stay and fight. Oh, very nice. Hit with 6 points of stunts there.
He doesn't have much armor, so I'm going to... What am I going to do? I'm going to...
The the 3d6 works out in your favor.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. 3 extra d6 of damage.
Okay.
Wrong button. Hello. Die roll. Die roll. Hi there. 3 dice damage. Bonus. 4. Oh, 4d6, not 3d6. Hi.
Ooh! Yeah, he goes limp in the water.
Is he floating or rising?
He started to rise, yes. So on the shore, you can make me perception, Rose. Those
got him!
Ready with bows. Bink! Yes, yes. You see someone float to the surface.
Is he floating as if he's dead or breaking the surface?
With a 13, he's not moving.
Oh. Hmm. Can you bring him back?
Oh, yeah.
Because we might want to question him.
I don't think that's going to happen, but yeah.
Well, he's probably dying right now and not yet dead. It generally takes a little while for them to die.
Yeah, imagine that.
Unless you know, just blow their heads off or anything like that. Dismemberment usually means death. Usually.
Yes.
I'm going to swim out and pull him back. I am not going to take the effort to make sure his head stays out of the water.
Okay. Good enough. Give me a con roll.
We'll let the maker decide.
Sure. Give me one last con roll there.
By the stone, you are murderous.
That's an interesting attitude for a healer to have. Yeah, you might make it, you might not.
I'm a combat medic. I heal my guy.
As you are the one neglecting him, give me a d6 roll as he takes a bit more damage.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. Well, you do get him to shore there. He's breathing very shallowly, but it looks like that he is dying, but still alive at the moment.
Well. You want to...
Gonna examine his personal effects.
Well, fix him, and then we can examine his personal effects.
He's examining as he removes clothing that he has to get to the wounds. Right.
I'm going to pretend like I'm healing him.
But... Okay, I will actually heal him with my healer's kit.
Well, Jazz is there first, since he's the one that got him out, so I'm going to allow him to do a pat-down.
Yeah, that's...
Doesn't look like he's going to make it.
Yeah. Just give me a perception sight roll. Okay. He's got a pouch on him. Of course, the wand.
Take the wand. I'm making a collection now.
He's actually got one of it's
like
tethered
Grievous lightsabers.
His wand has a leather thong tethered to his hand.
Oh, so does mine.
Yep. Cool. And he's wearing a ring, and he has a what looks like to be one of those bladder pouches that you guys heard about in town that make things waterproofed. But that's what's on him by the time Vinguest trundles over.
All right.
Yeah, as far as wounds, he's still got a couple of crossbow bolts stuck in him, and the rest of the damage is the burns that are left over from the lance.
I'm just sitting on the shale there. I'm pretty banged up myself, so I'll toss Vengest the bladder as he approaches, so he can see what's in that.
Well, I'm going to save his life first.
Well, then fine. I'll toss it to Oswin. Hey, Oswin, there, bang. I tie the wand to my belt and look and check out the ring. Then while Vengest plays humanitarian, dwarf humanitarian, whatever.
Give me an arcane lore test. If you've got defensive as one of your specialties, you can add a plus 2.
Nah, I don't know.
Arcane lore is a specialty under cunning, so.
That is true.
But there it is.
Okay, 13. Hard to tell. I mean, it's certainly very well made. It's got an amethyst in the middle with a white gold banding. But you're not, you kind of half think that it might have a Dwammer on it, but you're not sure.
Think again with that too, Oswin.
Then go ahead and give me a first aid roll there.
Yeah, that cunning 12. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. 12. Okay.
I think once someone goes into dying, there's a stabilization.
Yeah, but I don't think the 12 is going to make it. Let's see.
Healing. Oh, there it is. All right. Killing characters.
It's only an 11 test, so yes.
Yes. So, I, in fact, do bring him to zero.
Yes, he's still unconscious and will be for a number of rounds, but he is no longer dying. Mostly you push the crossbow bolt through his arm.
That's all right. That's all right.
Burn out the wound.
All right, well, I...
He comes to a little bit for that, you know, just for the obligatory screaming.
The pain has just begun. And then I tie him... I use what's left of my rope to tie him up.
Mm-hmm. There are a couple of other bodies that are bobbing in the water over there that are also not moving. One of them's already started to sink.
That's fine. The unwounded one. Darash, you go out there. Go out there and fetch the bodies. Let's search them.
How about boat?
What?
What about the boat?
What about the boat?
Is it on shore?
No, it's still bobbing out there. No one's gone to get it yet.
Okay, I'm going to get the boat instead.
All right. Just give me a con roll to see how you do with your swimming there. I'll just have you do one roll just to...
Oswin, your job was to get the boat. What happened to that?
Okay.
Hiding behind barrels.
Yeah.
There's no longer any danger.
All right, Darash, 11 is fine. Yeah, you're not very agile in the water, but you are able to keep yourself above water and retrieve the boat.
Yep, I take it back.
Okay.
Well, Osman, why don't you go fetch the bodies? The money. We're going to split it up.
Because I was going to look at the things thrown at me, seeing as they haven't exploded as I thought they would.
can we all take healer breathers?
Yeah, you can take a 5-minute. You're out of combat.
Wow, I was pretty hurt.
I'm gonna heal myself then after.
So Oswin, you're going through the pouch,
and he also threw the ring. Was it at me as well?
Yes.
So yeah, I was gonna look at those.
Yeah. The pouch. There is a journal inside. With magical script. It's basically spells that he's been working on, so yet another spell book to look at. There's some money in there, a few silver pieces, but there's a single gold piece as well.
A gold and piece?
Give me an arcane test,
a lot of money
arcane
in
lore
days.
Test.
Yeah, I hold up the gold piece for everybody to see.
Woo!
Ring, yeah, ring, ring.
Drinks on this guy, I say, pointing to the dead body.
He's not dead.
Unconscious mage.
He will be soon.
Well,
once the Templars get a hold of him.
Well, you're certain the ring has an enchantment on it. You're thinking from the defensive realm.
Ooh.
There's a defensive realm.
Hmm.
The creation is the defensive.
Creation is defensive. Okay, sorry. Yeah, creation round then.
No, it's...
Darash, as you're bringing back the ship, you notice that the ship has sprung a small leak towards the back of the ship. It's very small, though. It looks like it could be plugged easily. But the boat is also filled with what looks to be very expensive bolts of cloth. Small chests, like wooden boxes that are sealed up, no kind of labeling or printing on the outside, but it's been loaded pretty heavily, and one of the reasons why it's taken it so long for them to row out.
Okay,
let's take this guy to the
to
the sheriff
first. There were two. Did you guys not notice the two darkspawn? That's kind of important.
Yes, the ones that we killed.
Yes, that's. I don't. Normally, they don't just walk around.
And I got an evil wizard here. That's,
oh, and
evil
one other
and
thing.
Fun go hand in hand.
Yes, not really. You, Oswin, one more thing for you. As you were looking through your stuff, and you know, and you, going through your own items, you notice that the smooth pebble that was given to you earlier by Jazz is missing.
It's missing?
It's missing. What? Yeah.
The entropy stone, as we were calling it.
Oh.
Ooh.
I lost my list of our magic items. Where did that go?
Oh yeah, the Dragon Age site is up on the wiki. I mean, they've got a really nice loot list on there that we can start adding stuff to.
Okay, yeah, because
I pat myself down. Then.
Yeah, everything else that you expect to be there is there, but the smooth gold, you know, pale gold stone is missing.
Like stone, plate armor.
Did anybody see a gold stone I seem to have dropped?
No.
No, I haven't.
Oh, I wonder if it was magical and the defensive... the ring has a defensive thing on it. It might have cancelled it.
Well, does when Duresh say, I don't know what he's talking about, does he look guilty?
I don't know, does he?
I look at him, examine him. What it's perception is... Empathy is based on perception, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, yeah.
Good roll.
Can I do discipline to counter?
Well, that depends. I mean, do you actually look guilty or look not guilty? You can roll if you want, but you can also just tell him, yes, I look guilty, or no, I don't look guilty.
Oh, let's see.
No,
I... don't look guilty at all.
Fine tradition of rogues.
Yeah.
As in what I'm getting at there is, Vingest, you rolled enough to actually perceive what was emotion or whatever was playing across him, and I'm just asking the player, did he actually intend that to be snide or suspicious or anything? You know, if it wasn't, then it wasn't.
I was actually going for like a sort of a sarcastic...
Yeah, okay.
Trying to make it so it look like I was, but...
Yeah,
like,
because...
I'm that good.
Because I'd be totally willing to drown to water torture you to get back the...
So you're getting biting sarcasm, you're thinking, from this.
Okay. Yeah. I got no problem. Thieves are like the worst scum of the earth. Murderers, at least they don't take... They only take your life, nothing else.
Well, all right. What if they kill you and then take
we say going through dead people's loot.
Yeah.
Well, normally it's kind of against my code to loot people, but these guys are dirty.
Oh, but we have a signed contract saying we will do that.
Well, see, okay, here's a couple things I'm thinking. Number one, this Templar guy, I'm sorry, not this guy, this Sangreen guy, he's probably going to be worth something to the Templars, and he might be worth more if he's alive. And
nothing like better than a good stake burning.
And if he's not worth more than alive, then we just slit his throat. That's not a big deal. I mean,
mages, they're just expendable, you know, just.
Yeah.
Is there something that people. Is there like a ring or something that people get when they're circle mages?
Yes, if you are a graduate.
So if you don't graduate, I suppose you can't not graduate from the academy.
Usually the people that don't graduate stay there in positions like, you know, they become scullery or they become, maybe a teacher, something like that.
The circle should have on record whether or not he's, because they'll have his phylactery if he's...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, what they do if you don't graduate, they actually cut off your emotions. It's called turning you tranquil.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Rite of Tranquility. And basically...
I don't think that was if you don't graduate. I think that is...
Well, there is no... If you're a magic user, you're either a circle mage or you're a tranquil mage.
Mm-hmm. I thought they did that as like punishment, or you could choose to do it if you weren't good. I guess, if you're not good enough, you're out.
Yeah, I suppose it could take some people, 50 years to graduate if they're...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you don't want to become a tranquil mage.
Yeah.
But, no.
Yeah.
They're kind of brutal in this world.
That okay. Dark fantasy.
Yes. All right. Well, now we got the other guy. Let's keep keep the other guy tied up over there. Can we get a token for Saint Green just so we know he's still alive?
Yeah, here, I'll remove his death and dying state.
Well, actually, we can't see him. He's not visible to players.
Oh, whoops. This whole time.
Yes, we've been shooting at the invisible man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. There he is.
Okay, now, we have a lot of questions. God, he looks like a...
We need to do anything with him. Can we not just take him back?
That is the most thuggish-looking mage in the world. Well, I want to know what he's doing with Darkspot. Like, if he's made a pact, if he's part of a cult, and there are other worse cult members who are dealing with Darkspawn, they gotta die. Because, that ain't cool.
Whichever ship he was going out to.
Yeah, because then that ship becomes our ship. Also.
Hey, Josh sent you a message there for your character.
Did you?
Yep. Yeah, in Skype.
Oh, there it is.
Yep.
There it is.
Okay, so... You did the little flying monkey sound. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I dry myself off. I like pull the stone out of like one of my pockets. I'm like, I thought I gave this to you, Osman.
You did.
I thought I did.
That's weird.
I'm not that drunk, am I? No, there's only one of us. So... Yeah, let me give it back to you.
Yes, that's clearly.
But, well, let's see what happens. Yes.
Okay, so, well, let's go ahead and loot all the bodies, gather up all their stuff, stack it in a corner.
Because murderers only kill you and don't take your stuff.
Well, you know, these guys
we're adventurous.
No, these guys are criminal scum. So therefore, their stuff is now my stuff.
Moved on there.
Our stuff? Yeah.
And we signed a thing, so it's a percentage of the stuff. And look at all of this stuff that we have.
If we decide to sell it in town and do not continue on this guy's smuggling route, which would be awesome.
I've got no plan on becoming a smuggler.
Well, no. Look at all this stuff.
I know, but I don't want to go on the sea. I'm a land... city person.
We can smuggle it for one day and then no longer be smugglers.
But they were smuggling it here.
Well, they could have been... This is a distribution center. So therefore, they would have been smuggling out of here.
I'm not quite as learned in the ways of smugglers as our dwarfy friend here.
Yeah.
they were smuggling it into here to sell in the places.
We'll ask the guy and find out.
The guy that you treasure hunter. I didn't sign up to be a smuggler.
The guy that you have tied up is coming around. Not Sam Blatt, but the other guy. I just dragged him in here since you said you were rounding up bodies.
No, I wanted him. I did not want him with Sam Blatt.
Okay.
He would. Push him
elsewhere then. But he is starting to rouse. You will notice that.
Yep. And so, aren't we supposed to report back about this?
Look. Okay, guys.
What?
Look at all of this stuff that we've found for them that they are going to confiscate and take. That's part of our take. How much are we going to make off of this?
Can't we just keep it down here and return?
Okay, guys.
As we report back?
They tax everything that moves in that town.
Right.
So therefore, do you think they told us to go and eliminate the problem at whatever this place was? You know, this manor. They didn't tell us to go ring out the smugglers below the manor. We need to feel them out.
The smugglers were the ones causing the trouble.
Right, but I don't think that automatically makes their stuff our stuff. I just want to see what the town guy is going to say, you know, before we automatically... And he goes, well, you lose.
Hey, mate, theoretically, if we were to find a smuggler's cave beneath there, what would happen to
Well,
our
no.
You know, just thinking all of the possibilities out here. It's not that we actually found one or anything.
Or, you know, there are other ways to do that that aren't, you know, blatantly obvious, but we'll see.
Well, if any of you are putant in law, you do have your contract on you.
Yeah.
I have no law.
wonder who had that. I can't remember.
Neither do I, but...
You had that. Because you love contracts and you...
The kind of book type thing that we give you, yeah.
Yeah. You're kind of the guy who was like, oh, a contract, I'll sign. Does it say I get to sell my soul? Awesome.
It didn't say that.
Oh, it just won't 10% of everything.
What a cynical dwarf.
Yes. It's not a cynical dwarf. I'm a normal dwarf. All dwarfs are cynical.
Their normal stasis of being is cynicism.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Is distrusting government in cynicism.
I think dwarves always struck me as like being really pro-government.
Well, you know, we're pro our government.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Cynical to everyone else's.
I'll buy that.
You know, if this was the assembly, I'd give all this stuff over and be like, hey, anything you give me back is fine. But we're not.
Oh,
we're dealing
so you're
with
racist.
You. Oh, yeah. Totally. You guys suck. If I could go back below ground, I would. But I can't.
Well, we don't want you here.
Well, I can't go anywhere else. I got no place else to go. So
The sea will take you. If you can't go underground, you can't go above ground. It's a life of pirating for you, matey.
Yep. All right. So how many crossbows, leather sets of leather armor, bolts?
So you're going to do the tallying. This actually, to go through everything that's in here is going to take quite some time. As far as the weapons from your guys that are around, that's pretty easy. Mm-hmm. There's 8 sets of crossbows you know, with quarrels to match. 8 sets of long swords, 2 sets of very large axes from your darkspawn.
Long swords. Any short, small shields?
No small shields.
Okay, long swords.
Lots of light leather armor.
Is it still good after the many holes, or
the armor? No, it's pretty. There, I mean, you know, you could probably sell it as bulk leather to somebody that can reuse.
There's
it.
There's a lot of stuff. Even with the tariff, this is a lot of stuff down here. We can get a lot of money for it. Tariff notwithstanding.
Yeah, you know, if there's that much, then I don't mind paying a tariff.
And you've how many bolts of cloth and all that rum out in there? Come on.
Yeah, you got a fairly sizable amount of silver just, you know, piled out as you're actually, you know, taking count of.
And
I'm assuming
gold
you're.
Piece.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Sorry.
I'm saying, I'm just assuming you've gone to like a table or somewhere just to look at everything that you found. And it's a substantial amount of silver jewelry. A lot of the pirates are wearing silver bracers.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing else really strikes you as being magical. You've got a couple of journals and some magical writing, which your 2 spellcasters are convinced are spells.
We're going to depress the economy in this entire area by selling all this crap off.
Jazz, going, you know, as you're going through and trying to figure out what everyone's gotten again, that pebble's back in your pocket.
Hey.
Oh, well. Well, were you planning on being an entry mage?
Well, I wasn't going to say no, but I was more going all primal, you know, Mr. Primal, but, you know.
Apparently.
I'll put it in my backpack.
Well,
at the bottom of it, wrapped in the wolf skin.
Hopefully it's not cursed.
And you've got barrels of oil, barrels of like brandy, all many, many bolts of different cloths.
Yeah, this is all a lot of good trade goods here. We could
I don't have any trade contacts, so I guess turning this into the
same. I make them.
Gonna be the best.
And make trade contacts where you find them, right up topside.
And a small boat that's slowly leaking.
Yeah, the boat I'm kind of writing off.
What's in the chest? Was that all cloth?
The chest had, this is where the silver jewelry, et cetera, comes from. Yeah, they're just a smattering of jewelry. None of it is particularly, you know, exceptional quality, but. Nice.
Hey, right. Can we take a quick break here? Really
sure.
Quick?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I gotta put my kid to bed.
Restroom anyway.
Be back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.